follow the brain circuits. Few scientists have contributed more to our understanding of fear and anxiety than Joseph Ledoux. When he began working on the problem in the 1980s, scientific dogma held that the emotional processing area of the brain relied on signals that must first pass through the neocortex, the thinking part of the brain, suggesting that emotional reactions come after and are caused by our conscious thoughts about a situation. Freud had famously established the notion of unconscious factors that play a role in anxiety, but there was no solid science to support the idea until Ledoux came along. Working with rats, he discovered a new pathway that operates independent of conscious thought. Sensory stimuli could travel directly to a part of the brain known as the amygdala, a primitive structure that serves as the seat of the emotions. The implications were profound. It helped to explain how emotions can overpower our rational minds, why we are sometimes captive to irrational phobias, and the mechanism by which it is possible to feel overcome by a deep sense of foreboding and anxiety or gut feeling without knowing why. The amygdala was evolution's way of allowing humans to gain a few precious extra seconds in dodging an attacking lion or jumping out of the way of an oncoming car. There was a slow or high road to the mind which ran through the cortex, the more reasonable part of the brain, and there was a fast or low road that traveled directly to the defensive and survival-oriented areas of the brain, which allow us to react instantaneously, the fight or flight reflex. The amygdala helped explain how the human brain processes fear, which is generally triggered by an immediate threat in one's environment. But it didn't entirely explain anxiety, which is what we feel when we're worried about the possibility of misfortune or personal injury at some point in the future.